is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Sky Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards applying the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Come on, y'all, open the eyes.
So gracious to God today is for his deliverance,
all that he has done for, in and through all of us. We're gracious. We want to thank everyone for coming out today. It's a friend and family day. And I want to say this very briefly, that we should know our beginning by now. God, come down after he made everything. He constructed man from the dust of the earth. When he made man from the dust of the earth, everything was pending on this earth. And he said, it's not good. So he put him to sleep. He took a rib out of his side. Took the rib and he formed woman. A man that has a womb. And I thank God for that day, because he said after then, say, go now and multiply and replenish the earth. Put more souls on earth. I need the earth to spread forth. I need a family. I got a family in heaven, but you're on earth, so you need a family on earth. So he came down and started a family on earth. And since then, we've been growing and growing. And we came all the way through Noah's. And Noah's family was preserved and saved because of the mercy of God. When God tells us something sometime, we need to take heed to it, because he has instructions for our life. He told Noah to build, and sometimes we get so high strung until we forget who we are. When he told Noah to build an ark, it had never rained on this earth before. Never had rain. And Noah started building an ark, and the people started making fun of him. When you want to try to walk upright before God, people laugh at you, talk about you, ridicule you, say all things against you falsely for Jesus' sake, but stay firm. Stay firm. But when it started raining, we're going to get to the word. When it started raining, it rained, it rained, it rained. Until the rain, the water exceeded Noah's ark. And the ark began to float. That's the Spirit of God. Now, water represents the Spirit of God. And it come on up, it come on up, and it got up, come up, until there was no tree, no mountain, no nothing left on earth. And then when the people start seeing they couldn't get by and the water just flooding the earth, they may say, Noah, 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 Noah. Say, open the door. Noah responds, say, I don't have the key. God got the key. I can't get in, y'all. God got the key. It's a slim thing to know that I've been going all this time, and Jesus gave Peter in the New Testament, he gave Peter the key. You can open anything, son. Before that, he had to open everything up. He gave us instruction, 28th chapter of Matthew. He told us to go in all the world, preach and teach, tell men to observe all things whatsoever I command, and I'll be with you forever. So the family had been restored then. Now he said, multiply and replenish. Today we want to look at you, and I thank God for all of you, all these ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. And I want to say something. My brother that got up this morning, I don't know if he peeping on my notes or whatever, and he read the scripture I was going to use today, but I'm still going to do it. God advised me to do it and break it up for you so you can understand what's going on in this life on this earth this day. Galatians 6 chapter. This power here. Say, brethren, listen at me, please. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Keep that in mind. For every man shall bear his own burden. Finally, for every man, listen good, shall bear his own burden. Let him that is is taught in the word, communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. I'm reminded that Simon of Cyrene, he helped Jesus to bear the cross. And I want to ask a question. Are you carrying your load or just giving God praise? There's work for all of us. None of us have been excused from doing work. I know how we think now and say, I ain't working my hand, I work my mind, but you got a little mind or so you ain't getting nothing done. We need to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, first of all, in our life. When you accept, you've been grooved into the family, the real family. And when he tell you to go everywhere and teach and preach the gospel, he's saying it, don't even worry. Somebody don't like you, but don't care. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Wherever I send you, you can go. It's going to be some mountains and pitfalls in your life, but I'm going to be there with you. Don't hesitate to go. Just go. In this scripture here, say, brethren, I thought about this. Brethren, we the spiritual family. Brethren, listen to this. All believers in the church of God that accept Jesus and love one another. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. It say love one another. Brethren, that ain't got no differences in nobody. Everybody in this building is brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. If you've been born again, you're a brother. And then not only that, you're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. What more hike do you want in this earth? If you're a twin brother, quadruple to Jesus Christ, what more you want? When he yes shall appear, I'm going to be lagging. People go around and say, hey, Rev, how Jesus look? I see. Look at me. This is the way he look. That's what the book saying. When he yes shall appear, we shall be what? Like him. Now, it said that brethren overtaking the fault. Now, fault, what is the fault? It's a crime. First of all, it's a legal ground for punishment. It's got a charge against you. A fault. If you're overtaking in a fault since you've been saved, watch this. This is what we don't understand. You've been overtaken in the fall since you've been saved. Watch this. You used to be a sinner. The blood of Jesus have cleaned you up and made you whole now. Now, every now and then, you just fall to your knee. You ain't got to get baptized more. You ain't got to confess more. You got to get up and say, thank you. You delivered me, God. Thank you. We overtaken in that fall. Clear it up now. And then Corinthians says, shall we continue? Romans says, shall we continue? In this sin that grace may abound. If you're going to walk right, just walk upright. I know we got a lot of great men on this earth. Some of them not worthy to carry their book. But you know what? If you, Jesus Christ's little brother, say you pray first, then send for the elders of the church and to come pray a prayer of faith, and you'll recover, but you can walk by faith, not by sight now. Because when we look at circumstances sometimes, we get discouraged. Say, I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. Now, he said, we have to be spiritual people. We can't be no anything. Well, what you mean by spiritual people? The things that are in harmony with God's character. You're in the same harmony with God's character. What you mean? Got the mind of Christ. Fifth chapter of Matthew tells us the mind of Christ. Well, I ain't worried about that. I can't take that. It hit me on the side of my jaw. My break is, well, all of us was like that. You might lie and say you wasn't, but you was like that one time. Somebody grab you, you're going to put something on. God looking at us, he taking his secretary right now, and everything we say, I say this morning. You was one time, somebody say something to you, you're ready, your feathers start moving on your back. But God, showed his mercy and his grace, his favor for us. While we was yet sinners, he died for us and brought us back to his daddy, to his father. So he said, we have to be just like God. We got to walk in the spirit of God daily. And whatever the Bible say, whatever the word of God say, you say the same man, do the same thing. Yes, Lord. Do what the Lord say for us to do. He say, now, look what he say. Restore such a way. If I'm overtaken, instead of cutting me down and throwing me under the pews, put your arm around me and come back and nurse me back to where I need to be. Stop talking about me and low-rating me. Pick me up and show me that love that you're preaching about. Show me that love that you're singing about. Show me the love that you're shouting about. Bring me back into the fold. I'm not lost, but I've been overtaken in a fold. Why can't I go get the lost sheep? That's part of the family. Even the Bible tells me that the dog, the horses, the pigs, and everything was part of the family. I be studying that stuff so I know, don't get excited. He said we have to restore one another. And what you mean by restore? To give back? Re always mean to do over again. Do it over again. Why did God put the word re on it? Because he know one time we're going to fall by the wayside and somebody needs to restore us. When a prodigal son left his family and the Lord allowed him to go on out into a land he ain't know nothing about because he was rich. His daddy was rich, had everything. But he asked for his part and the daddy didn't fight him. God ain't going to fight us. He's going to let us have our way. But he prefer us to have his way. But you see, the prodigal son went out there and didn't have no more to eat. Had got a little job feeding swine. And as he feed the swines, he got so hungry. He almost did eat. He wanted to eat what the hog was eating. But he come to himself. And he come to him and said, my father got slaves at home. Eat better than I'm eating now, and I'm hungry. Let me get myself together. Sometimes we leave the family because of foolishness. But you need restore. You need respiration. You need demonstration in your life how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife, how to be a good steward over God's heritage. One of the things I see in this life on this earth, a lot of times we get in positions, we don't know how to conquer those positions. We get in position want to boss everybody sometimes. We get in position thinking we better than somebody else. No, the Bible tells me, said the meek shall inherit the earth. If you be humble and treat your people right, you'll get more out of them. But when you get in there just because you're in a position you want to show your authority, you're going to soon fall because the Bible tells me pride comes just before a fall. And the fall is going to be great. You're going to fall hard and I fail because you boast yourself. And then he say, he went on to say something about tempt. Satan going to try you. He going to try you. You're going to go through some tests on this earth. You got to prove yourself according to Christ. What you got to do, now watch this. What you got to do, all the suffering you go through, don't you thank God doing that to you? You overcoming that because the evil one, the old Satan, that serpent Satan, that's who putting that on you. God don't tempt nobody. That's Satan. You got to know who's coming against you. Well, can I come home a little bit? Sometimes preachers and deacons and ushers and whatever in the church talk against you. Well, Satan, what he did, Satan just jumped on their back and he riding their back and whispering in their ear. And whoever they daddy is, y'all, can y'all hear good? Whoever they daddy is, that's who you're going to follow. If Satan is your daddy, you're going to do hellish things. If the Lord is your savior, you're going to be righteous things. God wants you to know that today. Tell me something about bear one another burden. Bear one another burden. You fulfill the law of Christ. What you mean bear? A bear is a big old animal. No, I ain't talking about that. Not that bear. I'm talking about the load on your shoulder, the load in your heart. The trouble that's in your heart today. And somebody else, you don't know who to talk to sometimes. You go talk to her over here, she talk crazy. Talk to him over here, he talk crazy.
He ridicule you and tell you what you ought to do, what you ought not do. It ain't time for that. We need some comfort now. We need the Lord to hold us up before we destroy ourselves. So he said, bear one another's burden. See, when Jesus came down, was made sin for us, he took on the sins of the whole world. Watch this now. And the cross got heavy. Real heavy. And you know, God can do all things. He don't need no help or no thing. But he want to show me the humanity that he came down here with. So as he stepped and went to Calvary's Hill, and I want you to hear me today. He was going to Calvary's Hill, and he got weak. He got weak. And the Roman soldiers seen him getting weak. So they say, Simon of Cyrene, come out. Grab that cross. Help him out. That's one of your people. Simon of Cyrene is a Canaanite, a black man. They always told us, we don't do nothing but work, don't do nothing but work. That's good. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat, huh? So I want something to eat me, so I'm going to get a little work, right? He said, Simon, go get that cross with Jesus. So Simon picked it up, went on to Calvary's Hill. And when he got to Calvary's Hill, Jesus said this to his family on earth if they repent. He said, if I be lifted up, don't y'all pick me up now. If I be lifted up, I'm going to save everybody on earth. If they want me to do it, I'll save them. All they do is confess to me that I'm the Savior, I'm the Lord. I died, I was buried, and I rose again. If you believe that and confess that with your mouth, I'll save you. And when I come back to receive you into myself, you shall be just like me. He's all great. He's all great. He bare that load for us. While we was yet in our sin, he died for us. And here's the beauty of it, though. When God give us something, we got to be modest. We got to be meek-spirited. We got to love God like we love ourselves. We got to do nothing to hurt nobody else. Don't put loads on other folks' back. Carry your load. Don't worry about nobody else's load. Carry your load. And then if they need help, you help them, too. Make sure you get your load first. We help us one of another. Watch what the scripture is. If a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, God have mercy. Huh? That's what the book say. That's the definition of it in the Hebrew term. He fooling his own self. And he lying to his own self. He think he this, that, and other ain't nothing to him. You catch somebody that brag all the time on how great they are, how this, that, and other they are. Don't you believe that? Let every man prove his own work. Some of it good, some bad, but prove what. You got to tell me where you at. I ain't got to get up in the tree and holler. I'm Bishop Lionel Smith. So? So what? I'm Bishop Lionel Smith. If I don't walk in the light as he's in the light, I'm going to fulfill the things of this life. He went on to say, don't think more highly than you ought to think of yourself, please. Keep the integrity of God in you, but look, all us brothers and sisters together, and we can't make it unless we work together. The Bible tells me before a man seek out the billions, let him first count up the cost. Now you go build a $6 million house and can't pay the first note. That's not good wisdom. Now the Lord gave us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. Ooh, now that's strength there, y'all. I don't know, but y'all sang good this morning, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You sang good, you act good, you look good. Let me say something. If you do anything yourself, make sure you're doing it according to the will of God. And when you get it anchored in the will of God, doing it like God say do it, I don't care what they say. Just sing it. Give praise. I heard Reverend Benjamin say in the review this morning, if you see me shout a little bit, it ain't because I'm showing out. because I'm showing God. I'm showing God. That's what it is. I'm showing God in my life, not nobody else. See, somebody sung, "You don't know my story," huh? You know that's true? You don't know my story. You don't know where I come from. You don't know what I've been through. You just don't know. You think you know something, but you don't know nothing. God is so good, we can't even explain him. He did so much work in this life on this earth that we don't have a paper on earth to put it all down. He was busy for me and you. And we got to lift his name up. He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men." And every time somebody come to Jesus, Satan get mad. Every time a person come to Christ, the devil get mad. And then when they come, this is what he do. This I'm showing you live, TV. "Don't believe Smith, he ain't no good. Don't pay no attention to Smith, he ain't no good." That's what Satan do. The Apostle Paul, what Paul say? Every time I go to do good, he was always present. Don't you ever believe that you're going to have a free roll. I used to believe that time I get saved, it's going to be fixed. Boy, I'm going to be good. Nothing's going to happen to me no more. Lord, how much time I give my life to Christ. The Bible tell me, prove your own works. See if they're good. Sometimes I tell people what I have to do every now and then. I know I teach the word and I study the word, preach the word, but every now and then I got to take the word and it's my x-ray machine. And I got to line myself up with the x-ray machine and see what defects I got in there. What the x-ray machine showed me, which is the word of God. In the beginning with the word with God. And guess what? The word was God. So if God can't see my faults, how you going to see them? He said when he washed me with his blood, sin was forgiven me. But now, if you ain't perfect, didn't say I was. I was overtaken in the fall. He said, but the spiritual one, you stronger than me. I want you to come on. Come on. And help me up and take me back.
There you go.
And put me back where I need to be right there. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to pray. We get crazy with that. Let's pray. Everything, let's pray. You don't even mean it. That's just a thing to make people think you fixed it up properly. You don't have to pray. You already got it. I used to hear all my coming up days, they used to say, "Lord, send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down." And I was doing the same thing. I didn't know no better. But when he came to me, I started telling him, I got it, Lord. Thank you. I got it. Didn't know they were just throwing me off track to get me hurt. The Bible went on to tell us, see, every man should bear what? Good God Almighty Jesus. Now, y'all shouldn't let me say that. Every man should bear his own burden. Huh? Yeah. You telling me to go to work, you go to work first. Reb, you need to do this, what you doing? Do what you're supposed to do, then you can come to me. The Bible knows it. The Bible tells me, say, get the mote before you take the mote out your brother's eye. Get that beam, that big old tree that can't let you see nothing but evil. Get that out your eye, then you can come help me to get that little bit of mote out of mine. But clean your own house first. Nothing wrong. It's all right. When Jesus come, he gonna live. He come for the weekend. He can stay with me. Y'all didn't get there. This is the temple of God, y'all. According to the Bible here, if Christ coming for the weekend, he stay with me. He don't have to pay no rent, huh? He can live with me. But if my house, if it ain't clean now, He got to go stay with you. And guess what? You don't have to go out and run to the store and get, I wonder what I'm going to cook. Jesus is coming. Wonder what I'm going to cook. Watch this now. Before he came, I heard in the psalm says the earth is the Lord and the foot thereof. I ain't got to go to the store. He already here. It's already here, y'all. All I got to do is go to work. But now I understand that. My sweet little young lady, y'all pretty women like that, I understand that. Y'all got all these hairdos and everything. You're so pretty, strutting and everything, looking good. You know, I ain't going in that kitchen, all that sweat running down my back. Your mama did it. Went and cooked them good meals. But y'all don't know nothing about it. Oh, you don't know, they told you about it. Took these good meals and some grits and gravy, some grits and grease. We made it. Through it all, we made it. I didn't have the best of anything, but I made it, huh? God brought me through it as a family. My daddy worked all he could. Sometimes didn't we couldn't get the things we wanted. Never will forget it. He got, and I better not say that, I get carried away. He came one day and asked my mother, said, I said, Mother, why daddy crying? She say, he say, he wish he could get the thing that y'all really need, make him feel better as a man. I said, well, you ain't got to worry. And I've been going over all my life. Always thought I was the greatest man ever lived. I've been that way all my life. All my entire life, I've been, can't nobody whoop me. Can't nobody outdo me. I've been this way all my life. And I said, don't worry about it. I got it. If you can't make it, I can get it for you. And the God impressed upon me, say, boy, say, you can do it. Just follow me. And whatever you need, I got it. And because he say I'm an heir and a giant heir, and the heritage go back to me, whatever belongs to God, now this is what the book say, it's mine too. So then, prove your own self. Prove your own self. Bear your own burden. Every now and then somebody got to help you. You ain't so great you don't need no help. Y'all hear me? Some of us get too sophisticated and don't want to reality check on your life. We think we all of it. No, I don't care how great you are. You're going to have somebody to help you out every now and then. The richest people in the world, y'all, listen to me good. I'm not afraid of people. Trump right now, trying to get every lawyer on the face of God earth to represent him. Why he needs a lawyer? He got all this money. But he need a lawyer. Lawyer ain't made out of money, but he want money. If I get in trouble, I need a lawyer. Sometimes I don't have enough money to get a physical lawyer. So what I have to do, I have to go in the room and got a closet in the room. And I go in that secret closet where nobody interfere with me. And I just start telling him. Just start telling him, Lord, I need you. I confess myself to him. I need you. And before I know it, when I open the door, it looked like the light just shining everywhere. We got to thank him. We got to thank him. That's why I thank him so much. Now, if we come to a close, look what he say here. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all things. I made a little note here. On that. It said this, communicate. That means talk to your divine engineer that made everything, know everything, and do everything that's righteous. See, all people can do multiple things. Some of us got good gifts. Some of us got gifts we don't use. Some of us can do great things, but we stay to ourselves and think we want to be like a sore thumb sticking up. Want everybody to see our thumb sticking up and won't get attention. You don't need no attention. As long as you can get God's attention, you're all right. If you can get God's attention, you got it. You ain't got to worry about nothing else no more. Just get God's attention. and he gonna deliver you. You know, I want to go to Hebrew, the book of Hebrew, right quick and read a few verses. I just want you to hear it verbatim as God has given it to us. And when you're talking about, I need this, I need that, I need the other, go to the Lord. He'll supply your every need. Listen what this says now from Hebrew 12 and 1. Listen. Listen at this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now listen at this. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Just go through it. And I heard Paul say, the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but those that endure, those that hold out until the end. See, everybody can't win first place, but you can win place, though. You can go into heaven, but you got to accept Jesus as Lord and as Savior. And we're gonna be directed by God in 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. I want to read that to you. We'll be through. We'll be through. I thank God for that. 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. Got it here somewhere. All right. There it is. Listen at the word. Now, I didn't write this, y'all. I wasn't even born then. Listen what it says. And I, brother, could not speak unto you as unto spirituals, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. There's stuff I could tell you about yourself this morning. Y'all are getting mad and want to hurt me. I could tell you about your culture, how you began in the first place in this earth, how that what you was brought over as immigrants and a nation was already established here. And then people come in and took over this country and start taking that they did everything. And it was directed to you that you wasn't nobody, and they put that inside of us that we wasn't no good. And we was a catch on. But God made us, y'all. He made us. He made us great. He said, I have fed you with milk. Watch this. When you get born again, don't tell me you're gonna lay hand on me and heal me. Stay from around me until you get your strength up. I don't want you putting hands on me suddenly. Get your strength before you come lay hands on me. And then you're supposed to lay hands. That's one of your gifts that God give you to lay hand on. Put hand on me, but I want you to be fixed first. Because if you ain't fixed, you'll put disease on me, witchcraft on me, whatever it is. But hear what the word says. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. See, if you can't eat meat, you drink milk. And when you get growing strong enough to eat meat, then you eat your meat. He said, for hitherto, ye were not able to bear it. You couldn't do it yourself. Neither were are you now able. Oh, Lord. Smith, what you talking about? I'm saying that some of us can't stand the truth right now. Some of us can't stand the truth even this very day. We can't stand the truth. If somebody tell you the truth, you get mad and all upset. You want to lead a church. You want to fight somebody in the church. But look, soon we'll be done with the trouble of this world. So I beg you that you take heed to the word. If you take heed to the word, you're going to be all right. See, when the yes shall appear, we should be like him. Now listen at this. For ye are not carnal. Now watch this. You've been saved and you're living by the Spirit of Christ. Now you're not carnal. You're not just a natural person no more. For whereas there is among you, Lord, I didn't know. I thought that was gone, preachers. Listen to what they say. This is what I thought was gone, church people. They say, is among you what? Envy? I didn't know you still envying the church. Hey, you ain't tell me that. And it says strife. I didn't notice it was there. I thought it was gone. But it's right here in the scripture. division. We don't want to call everybody to think just like in the church. Everybody in the church got my mind, I got Christ's mind, and Christ got God's mind. Is that, am I telling the truth? It can't be no controversy in the church because we all got God. Right? Come on, y'all. Division. He said division. It's the scripture. I'm looking at it. All of us don't want to call it, ain't we? Y'all got to help me. I thought when we become Christians and filled with the Holy Ghost, we all think just like God. That ain't so. I need to study a little more. Who am I praying to? I ain't got to pray because he the Word. He's the Word. What I'm talking is the Word. Then he went on to say, are you not come? Receive us unto himself, ain't nothing but joy, shouting, happiness, and peace, and love. That's why God gave us a family. So he had a family in heaven, and he wants us to have a family together here on this earth. And we are the family of Christ on this earth. We got to love one another, y'all. We got to be patient to one another. We got to be meek to one another. We got to enjoy one another. There's nobody in here. When you see some people coming, you hate to see them come. Ain't nobody in here like that, right? I'm puzzled, y'all. Y'all. We got to learn to love everybody you can see. Everybody you can see. When you go to the fifth chapter of Matthew, he laid, that's Jesus' mind. The fifth chapter of Matthew is Jesus' mind. And we need to take on Jesus' mind. Is there one today?
Thank you.
message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. and morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. and morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.9.